So Bhagavad Gita begins with Dhritarashtra's inquiry, Kim akurvata Sanjaya? Oh Sanjaya, what are my sons and the sons of Pandu, what are they doing on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Sanjaya begins to describe all the warriors, Arjun, Duryodhan, and then we begin to hear of the conversation between Krishna and Arjun. Arjun is on the chariot, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, has become the humble servant of his devotee. And what does Arjun say to Krishna? Senayor ubayor madhye ratam sthapaya me chuta. Oh Krishna, take the chariot to the middle so I can see everyone who has assembled here for this great fight. When Arjun sees everyone, he becomes completely bewildered. Vipatuscha sharire me. His body is shivering. Roma harshascha jayate. His hairs are standing on end. Gandivam shramshate hastat. His bow, the Gandiva, is slipping from his hand. Tvakcheva paridayate. And his skin is burning. He's been overcome by emotion, seeing the imminent suffering and death that is about to take place. Arjuna is confused. He's bewildered. He's unsure about what he should be doing. Arjuna is suffering. This is very, very interesting. Arjuna is right next to Krishna. He's right next to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's suffering. We can be very, very close to Krishna. We can be in the proximity of Krishna, but unless we hear from Krishna, we will not find any solution to our problems. Arjuna has not heard from Krishna yet. He's next to Krishna, but he hasn't heard from Krishna, therefore he's suffering. Similarly, we may come to the temple. We may be in the proximity of Krishna. We may grow up with this tradition, very much close to Krishna. But that will not solve our problems in and of itself. The day when we begin to hear from Krishna, the day when we begin to take Krishna's instructions seriously, that is the day when we will begin to find solutions and peace of mind in our life. Otherwise, we will suffer. One time, Prabhupada was walking on Hawaii Beach in Honolulu, and he saw there were surfers surfing the waves. So Prabhupada said, "Who are these people?" Prabhupada had never seen surfers. So one devotee said, "Prabhupada, they are surfers." Prabhupada said, "Surfers? They are sufferers." And he said, "If they're not careful, they will become a fish in their next life." We are suffering in life. I was driving once and there was a sign on the car, "Do not disturb." Already disturbed. Disturbed in mind, going through so many difficulties all the time. Imagine I would take, I have a glass here, isn't it? Imagine I would take a handful of salt and put it in this glass and drink it. What would the water taste like? Salty? Now imagine we filled this whole room with water and I put one handful of salt in the water. Would it taste salty? No. The salt is the suffering and difficulties we go through in life. And the water is the depth of our consciousness. If we are very shallow in our outlook, suffering will affect us. But the moment we grow, the moment we become deeper, the moment our consciousness becomes broader by hearing Krishna's instructions, then we are able to deal with anything in life. Whatever challenge may come, nothing will affect you. But to broaden your consciousness, you need to hear from Krishna. Arjuna hasn't yet heard from Krishna, and therefore he's suffering. One lesson, therefore, we can take from the first chapter is don't simply be close to Krishna. Don't simply be in the proximity of Krishna. Take the time every single day to hear from Krishna. Because only when we hear from Krishna will we find a solution to our problems.